السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه وانتهج نهجه إلى يوم الدين. تركنا المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنه إلا هالك. ثم أما بعد، أوصيكم نفسي المذنبة بتقوى الله، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى لنا ولكم أن يوفقنا في هذه الأيام القلائل الباقية من رمضان، شهر الله وشهر القرآن وشهر ليلة القدر التي هي خير من ألف شهر، وأن يسدد خطانا وأن يتقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وتبتلنا، وأن يرفع هذه الأمة ويرفع راية هذه الأمة وينصرها على عدوهم وينصرهم نصرا مؤزرا، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We are in the last waning days of Ramadan of the year of the Hijrah 1445. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the barakah and the blessing of these last remaining days and nights, and that He accepts our fasting and our prayers and our qiyam, and to lift the trials and tribulations upon our brethren wherever they may be, because He is the only one who can do so. So we're going to be looking at the 28th juz, the 28th part of the Quran. And one of the interesting aspects of this juz, even though Tajzi'at al-Quran came later, but this particular juz, all of the surah in it are Medinian. So all of the surahs in it have been revealed in Al-Medina, beginning with Surah Al-Mujadala and Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Al-Mumtahina, Surah Al-Saf, Surah Al-Jum'ah, Surah Al-Taghabun, Surah Al-Talaq, Surah Al-Tahrim. And many of the surahs in this juz deal with many of the ahkam. As I mentioned, by the name of the surah, Surah Al-Talaq has some of the aspects of Talaq. Al-Mujadala refers to the hukum known as al-dhihar. Dhihar means when a man swears off his wife, which was a jahili practice, but nonetheless Islam had to address that. And it also deals with the relationships that the Muslims had with some of their hulafa, some of their allies in al-Madinah, namely the three Jewish tribes of Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza. And Surah Al-Hashr almost exclusively speaks about Banu Nadir, وَإِجْلَاءُهُمْ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ, and their leaving of the Medina, لَأَنُّهُمْ نَكَثُوا الْعَهْدِ, because they betrayed the Prophet ﷺ. The constitution of al-Medina was predicated on equality and equability between all of the different groups in al-Medina, including the Aus, the Khazraj, the Ansar, the Muhajirin, and those three Jewish tribes, and they had conspired with the Quraysh and one narration to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ. So we're going to be looking at the end of Surah Al-Hashr and also Surah Al-Saf, sometimes referred to as Surah Al-Hawariyin, and sometimes Surah Al-Hashr was referred to Sayyidina Abbas as Surah Bani Nadir, because it talks about Bani Nadir. But the end of Surah Al-Hashr also has a special significance. Some of the hadith that are narrating in the virtues of the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr is that anyone who recites it every night before they go to sleep, then they will be protected from the fire, inshallah. So it begins with Qulhu Ta'ala, verse 19 of Surah Al-Hashr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So these last few verses, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله, all you who believe have taqwa of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد, in other words, and let every soul, or a soul, here indicating every soul, even though it's nakira, it's without al-ta'rif. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ أَيِّ نَفْسٌ, any soul, مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, that which it has prepared for tomorrow. And here this غَدْ, or tomorrow's, is the hereafter, is the afterlife, al-akhirah, والحساب, and the hisab and the reckoning that each every human being will go through, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted from that. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So here we have the taqwa mentioned twice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. The first one, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. So this taqwa, as if it's indicating عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ, right? So talking about الأعمال, your actions. So consider your actions and your words, and your words are from your actions indeed, right? And the Sahaba even asked about this. أَنَحْنُ مُؤَخِذُونَ عَلَى مَا نَقُولُونَ. Are we taken to task of the things that we say? And the Prophet ﷺ replied back to them, وَهَلْ يُكُبُ النَّاسَ عَلَى وُجُوهِمْ أَوْ مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And are people not dragged on their faces or on their noses the day of judgment except that which their tongues have reaped, by which their tongues have reaped? So deeds, actions, words, think about the repercussions, the ramifications, not just in this life, but there will be ramifications in the next life. And as we have seen as a theme throughout much of the Quran that we have gone through, the idea of tawbah and istighfar, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَقْبُلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and many things that he will be clement with and let go. But the thing that we have to be especially careful for, and as the Prophet ﷺ said, that things will be مَزَلَ الْمَرْءُ فِي وَسْعِهِ فِي وَسْعٍ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا. A person will have a wusa, there will be a leniency in many of the things that they did, except if they contributed to bloodshed. And it can be inferred from that anything that was affecting another being, another human being. So we have something called حقوق الله وحقوق العباد, as some of the ulama have pointed out. So حقوق الله, those things that you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no other human beings are involved, like praying and fasting. But حقوق العباد, those rights that you owe others, this requires not just tawbah and istighfar, but it also requires رد المظالم أو الاستحلال. رد المظالم means that you rectify the mistakes that you make, or at the very least you seek استحلال, يعني to say someone اجعل لي في حل من هذا, يعني if you can forgive me for this thing that I have done, or let me go and not hold a grudge against it. These are the things that are very important, and this is often a barrier between yourself and a higher spiritual path and understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To let go of your own grudges against other people, and then to seek to not be begrudged by anyone else. So that's the first taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah is well acquainted with the things that you do. And so that's an internal taqwa, you can think. The taqwa al-qulub. Right, the taqwa of the qulub, لَنْ يَنَالُ لُحُومَهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهُ وَلَكِنْ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, in Surah Al-Hajj. So when you slaughter an animal, it's not the blood that was spilled for سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and the meat that you hand out, or the meat, but it's taqwa al-qulub, it's the taqwa of the hearts. And taqwa of the hearts is to be well acquainted that Allah is acquainted with you. What is referred to as the muraqabah in the hadith of Jibreel, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. If he doesn't see you, if you don't see him, know that he sees you. وَعَلَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَقَامَ الْمُشَاهَدَةِ. To be aware that Allah, that you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all things. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And do not be like the people who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, forgetfulness, not in the shar'i sense, right? رُفَعَ الْقَلَمَ عَلَى النِّسْيَانِ, and it's one of the hadith, that the pen has been lifted. One of the categories is the person who's forgetful. That's it, like if you forget to pray or something and it just slipped your mind. Here, this is means النِّسْيَانِ بِمَعْنَى الْغَفْلَةِ. نَسُوا اللَّهَ, يعني they were not paying attention to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which was required of them. as from the gift of life that Allah has given them, and then the stewardship that comes along with that, and the trust that has been put in within us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be worshipped. So that type of nisyan, al-ghafla, right? يعني not having a care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ, right? And so then he made them forget themselves. In other words, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reciprocated in kind. Not that Allah forgets, but He made them to forget themselves. And so they continued in their nisyan, right? They continued in their lack of taqwa, right? Because if you think of also taqwa being mentioned twice in the previous verse, that ما يقابله أمين النسيان. So النسيان بمعنى الغفلة, right? And lack of attention and lack of care and lack of comportment and etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك هم الفاسقون. Indeed, they are the fasiqun, the ones who are corrupt and sow corruption. Because that is going to be the outcome of their actions, the outcome of their hearts. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. They are not the same, the people of the hellfire and the people of Jannah, of paradise. أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. The ones of Jannah, they are the true victors. That is the true victory. فوز عظيم, mentioned in other verses, is felicity in the next life. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. This is one of the very iconic verses in the Quran. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن, if this Quran was revealed to the mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله, you would have found the mountain reverent and shaking من خشية الله, from its reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or its fear of Allah. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. And these are examples of the parables that we draw for people so that they may have تفكير, يتفكرون, they may contemplate. So that's something to contemplate on. And this is almost like a rebuke to those who read the Quran, ولم توجل قلوبهم, or لم تجل قلوبهم, right? As mentioned, Surah Al-Anfal. If the ayahs are recited, them وجلت قلوبهم, their hearts are shaken. And so our spiritual hearts were designed to be shaken by the Qur'an, were designed to be affected by the Qur'an. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبُرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Right? Do they not contemplate the Qur'an, or are there locks upon their hearts? Right? So these locks upon their hearts means they will not be receptive. Right? They will not be feeling the power of the Qur'an because there are locks on their heart. Where do these locks come from? Where does this ghafla come from? From their own deeds and actions. So reading the Quran is not a purely rational exercise, it's a spiritual exercise. So if the spirit is not in the right place, then it's not ready to receive. لا يمسوهو إلا المطهرون, one of the interpretations. Only the mutahhar, right? The one who's in a state of spiritual purity will penetrate the meanings of the Quran. And the Jabal, the mountain, has no such locks. The Jabal is the mountain is doing its fitrah. It's on its primordial state. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to give sentience, for example, to the mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, you would have found the mountain trembling and reverent in fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last three verses, قُلْهُ تَعَالَى هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم هو الله الذي لا إله هو. He is Allah, the one there is no God but He. عالم الغيب والشهادة. He is well acquainted and all knowledgeable of the غيب, that which we cannot perceive with our senses, والشهادة, and that which we can see. هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. So repeat it again. He is the one, Allah, that is none but He. And here are some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Malik, right? The sovereign, the one who has sovereignty over all things. Al-Quddus, من التقديس. أن تقدس الشيء means تنزيه عن النقائص, is to declare that this thing has nothing that is a deficiency or shortcoming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Quddus, above reproach. As-salam. So we know the word salam to mean peace, but it also means the one who gives peace, the ones who makes things peaceful. Or as-salama min al-aib, right? Or to be free of defect is another word, another meaning coming from the word salama, to be free of defect. Al-mu'min, right? We know the mu'min to be believer. Here, mu'min in this sense, الذي يعني يؤمن غيره أو يؤمن غيره من الأمن, right? Someone who gives safety to others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guarantor of الأمن, right? And one of the meanings of إيمان, الدخول في الأمن, right? Because this particular form of the word, آمنة, which is the رباعي مزيد, means to enter into الأمن, enter into safety by having إيمان. المهيمن, right? المهيمن, the one who cannot be overwhelmed. In fact, he is the overwhelmer. المهيمن على الأشياء. العزيز, الغالب على أمره. His command can never be repelled. His command التكوين, يكون فيكون. الجبار, المتكبر. So these are two جلالي names. الجبار في قولان. الجبار, they said, is the one who is يعني يجبر على الأشياء. يعني he compels. No one can defy his will. And also, it could mean جبر الخاطر, right? The جبار is the one who kind of fixes the wounds. So also the wounds, the internal wounds of people, their spiritual wounds, also could be one of the names of, or the meanings of the name of جبار. المتكبر, المتكبر, the one who is grand and above all things. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحان الله عما يشركون. سبحان الله عما يشركون. How can they make partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور. These three names are related. Al-Khaliq, the one who creates. Al-Bari'u also means creation, but also very similar to Al-Munshi', right? The one who brings things about from, without any example from beforehand, from nothing, from that aspect. Al-Musawwiru, the one who gives forms to As-Suwar, the one who gives forms to the forms. So we are forms, but we're also meanings. But the one who attaches the forms to what is the meaning of the human being, Al-Insaniyah, يجعل صورة الإنسان قالب للإنسانية. He makes the form of a human being or the form of anything for the meanings contained therein. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. له الأسماء الحسنى. He has all of the beautiful names. In the hadith of Bukhari, there are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Whoever encaptures them or embodies them or calls Allah by them, many meanings for أحصاها, دخل الجنة. Right, they enter the paradise. And the names are the means by which we recognize the divine in the creation. So it's via tajalli al-asma' wa-sifat, the manifestations of the divine names within creation, that we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see rizq, we see khalq, then we see al-khaliq wa-razzaq, someone receiving their sustenance that didn't come about because of their own expertise and volition. That's an intermediary. But the true cause behind all of that, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الرزاق. He is the one who gives sustenance. Al-Khaliq, no one creates anything. In other words, makes something from nothing. Only Allah can do that. So, Al-Muhi, Al-Mumit, right? The one who gives life, the one who gives death. These are all manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. له ما في السماوات والأرض. Belongs, everything to him belongs, everything in the samawati and the heavens and the earth is to Allah. له, يعني he possesses it, it is his. يتصرف فيها كيف يشاء. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be considered to be wronging any of his ibad, any of his servants, because he created the servants. They are completely for him and in his possession. وهو العزيز الحكيم. So هو العزيز الغالب على أمره. He is the one, no one can compel him or overtake his command. But also all his commands are حكيم. يعني they are full of حكم or wisdom. So now I want to move to Surah As-Saff, which is also Medinian, as we mentioned. And Surah As-Saff means the line or As-Saff. And here it often can mean the line in battle, when the troops line up, or very much similar to how people line up for prayer, As-Saff. And there's kind of obviously a physical aspect to being in As-Saff, but also a metaphysical aspect about being in As-Saff. like as the surah mentions, كَبُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوص, right? Like built up bricks, right? Or like a building built up. And a building, you know, the way that the bricks have to be laid, they have to be interlaid in a way so that they give strength to the building. One brick by itself is not strong, but you interlay them and then you can build on top of them. And then you can go to unprecedented heights if your building is correct, if your construction is correct. And very similar for the believers, if they are together as one, as a single ummah, as a believing ummah, كَبُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوص, then they cannot be overtaken. So we'll begin with the beginning of the surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص سبح لله. So this is from the مسبحات, and many of the surahs in this juz and the previous one are the مسبحات. So here, who is them? Who the one who makes تسبيح? Many make تسبيح. All of creation makes تسبيح or sings hymns, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. فهنا ما غير عاقل. So ما is used to indicate sentient things and non-sentient things. So this is تصديق للآية, the other verse in the Quran. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. And there's nothing except that it makes تسبيح هنا شيء. شامل الأشياء means everything. The mountains, the rivers, and the rocks, and the insects, and the people, and everything about the cells, the atoms and electrons and protons, even at the quantum level, they all make tasbih. They're all singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they're doing exactly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed them to do. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And we talked about Aziz al-Hakim before, الغالب على أمره, whose acts are all full of wisdom. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, addressing the believers, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? And the Mufassirun, they mentioned some sabab nuzul, that some of the Sahaba after Badr, who did not participate in Badr, they said, well, if we had the opportunity to participate in a battle like Badr, then we would, and we would do this and we would do that. And then when it came to Uhud, and some of them participated, and there was the monumental turn in battle that happened in Uhud because they defied the command of the Prophet ﷺ by coming down from the archer's mount, then this is kind of addressing that. You said you would do something, but you actually, some of them retreated during that battle. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ وَلَكِنِ اللَّفْظُ عَامٌ. But the meaning is general for everything. Why do you say, or why do you pronounce that which you do not do? And many of the wa'adh, many people who are in the position to give wa'adh, yani to give admonition and to teach, they take this verse and they say, I don't want to be in a position where I'm saying something that I don't do. But the ulama say that this is only the case if there's someone who is there besides that person to take their place. And many of them said that if that were the case, and if you had to be able to put into perfect practice everything that you say, then no one would say anything. And that's exactly what the shaitan says, shaitan wants. So shaitan sometimes will whisper to people who are in such positions, what some people nowadays call imposter syndrome. And they'll say, no, you shouldn't be doing this. You're not appropriate for this. This shouldn't be you. It should be someone else. You don't have the proper qualification, the proper so forth. But if you have been given that mimbar by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not something that you were seeking, but something that was placed upon you as a burden and responsibility, and you see it as such, and you don't covet it, and you don't long for it, and you don't see that there are any accolades that come with it, then maybe you are the right person to be in that position to be doing that. And so the best thing is that you صحح العمل, right? Do your best to correct your intentions and to correct your acts. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. Right, the biggest مقت, the biggest إثم, right, the biggest thing that will incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون, and to say those things that you don't do. So we should do what we say and say what we do. And that's why no one should ever break a promise or a covenant or anything with anyone. Obviously not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not even with other people. And we see this is a theme throughout the Quran. يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. Right? أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ, stick and fulfill your covenants, fulfill your contracts. And in the hadith, المسلمون عند شروطهم. المسلمون عند شروطهم. The Muslims should be the ones who, when they put down conditional things they're going to do, they should be doing it. You have a contract and you have certain things you have to be carrying out, then you have to do your best to carry them out. Because your contract really is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You made that oath. وَكَبُرَ مَقْتًا عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. You know, the biggest thing that you can do wrong with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to say that which you don't do. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا. So hence the name Surah As-Saff. Allah loves. So here we saw قَبُرَ مَقْتًا. Al-maqat is to despise. قَبُرَ مَقْتًا عَنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. To do that which you do not say. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those يُقَاتِلُونَ who fight في سَبِيلِهِ, who are struggle in his way. صَفًّا. Right? صَفًّا. Together. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. As if they are interlaid, you know, brick building, you know, something that is strong. So one person trying to do the right thing is good, but many people trying to do the right thing all together and working collaboratively and in cooperation. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلْ بِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, as the Quran says in other parts of the Quran. And have ta'awun, you know, come together and aid one another in birri and taqwa, in righteousness and in taqwa. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not have this ta'awun عَلَى الْإِثْمِ, in things that are sinful and aggression. So come together collaboratively as if you are a single line. Then those things that you seek to do, you will not be overcome by those who seek to stop you. ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى, here, you know, notice how now the Quran kind of changed direction and now it's talking about the people of Musa, but it's drawing the comparison because we'll see the people of Musa and then we'll see the people of Isa ibn Maryam in the following verse. But first, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, إِذْ Moses said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ, my people, لِمَا تُؤْذُونَنِي. Right? Why do you seek to harm me, or why do you harm me, or bring hurt upon me? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know, أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ, that I am the messenger of Allah to you. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا, right, and حَرَفُوا, when they incline towards dishonor, and to not following the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they're the ones that said to the Prophet Musa, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Right? Go and fight with your Lord in the promised land. We're staying here. فِيهُمْ قَوْمٌ جَبَّارِينَ. We don't want to fight. We're not willing to make that sacrifice. And no sooner did they cross the Red Sea than they took the golden calf to worship. فَآذُوا مُوسَى, to the degree that Musa alayhi salam, on the night of Al-Mi'raj, he is the one who told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to make it less than 50 prayers. And then he goes back and forth to Rabb al-Izzah until it comes down to 5. And even then, Musa alayhi salam was not satisfied. He said, I couldn't get my people to do 2 prayers a day. And the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have gone back to my Lord enough, and it remains 5. So that's why the prayer is Umud al-Din. It is the pillar of the faith. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Right? فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ. All of these verses about Bani Israel. وَهُوَ فَضَّلَهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And he gave them so much and so many prophets and so many opportunities, but all missed opportunities and all things where they transgressed against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Then their hearts also were strayed. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Right? And those who saw corruption like this, Allah will not guide them. ثُمَّ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ مُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدُ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ And then Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, the son of Mary, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Notice how he says, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Jesus, son of Mary, says to, O tribes of Israel. And here Musa said to the same people, obviously centuries earlier, but they are the same people, يَا قَوْمِي My people. Were they not the people of Isa ibn Maryam? Yes, from his mother's side. But الْقَوْم يُنْسَبْ لِلْأَبْ Right, the قَوْم, the people, traditionally are those that are attributed to the father. Isa alayhi salam had no father. Right, so he says to them, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ He didn't say, يَا قَوْمِي, the people of Israel. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ I too am the messenger of Allah, just like Moses was, إِلَيْكُمْ to you. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ Right, I affirm that which is already in the Torah. So I'm not bringing something that doesn't affirm the Torah. The Torah remains. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي وَمُبَشِّرًا And to give you the glad tidings, the news, بِرَسُولٍ of a messenger, يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي Who will come after me. اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So Ahmad is one of the names of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, أَنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَنَا أَحْمَدْ وَنَا الْمَاحِي وَنَا الْحَاشِرِ These are some of the names, and some of the ulama, like Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani, has 99 names for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though most of them are attributes. And one way of looking at it is Muhammad fil ard wa Ahmad fil sama, that he was Muhammad in the terrestrial realm, when he was actually physically in the terrestrial realm, because he is the one who is most praised. The one that people praise often, or many people praise. That's the meaning of Muhammad. Amma Ahmad, that's a superlative, right? And that is the one who has the best praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's also true of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So before he became in his earthly form here, he was still a prophet. Nonetheless, when Sidna Jabir asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, mata kunta nabiyya? He said, when did you become a prophet? He said, Wa adun bayna al-tini wal-ma' aw mujandalun fi tinihi. He said, I was a prophet even when Adam was still being formed in the clay, or he was between clay and water, he was not fully formed yet. So his nubuwwah then was true, and not just in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's true for all the prophets and messengers. But there's something khas, something special about the nubuwwah, the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see it here in this verse. So it's generally acknowledged that the last prophet to come before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned many times, was the Prophet Jesus. And then there was Ahlul Fatra, the lapse. There were no prophets in those ensuing 600 years that came to the earth. Wallahu alam. So that means that here, that if it's true that Jesus alayhi salam said there's a prophet coming after me, his name is Ahmad, then that's also true of all the prophets that came before him. So Musa also said that, and Dawood also said that, and Sulaiman also said that. And it also was revealed in their divinely revealed books. That the prophet of Akhir al-Zaman, the prophet of the last times, or the last prophet, his name will be Ahmed or Muhammad or Mahmud, some variation of Hamd, some variation of that name of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ And then when he came to them with the clear signs, is this referring to Isa alayhi salam or the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Could be either one or both. They have this in common. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ When they came to them with the clear signs, قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ They said this is a type of magic. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ هُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هو الذي أرسل رسوله هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذبة Who is worse than the one who makes or prevaricates a lie about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام And they're being invited to Islam. Again, could be referring to Isa or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because those who claim to be following Isa claimed him to be a god or the son of God. هذا افتراء على الله كذب. And the idolaters of Mecca also made this lie up, that they are partners with Allah, or that the angels are banatullah, that the angels are the daughters of Allah. وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Right? Isa alayhi salam invited to Islam, as did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah will not guide those who are zalim, who don't put things in the proper place. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They seek to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what they say, with their words, their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be completed even if the disbelievers despise it. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. Here talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that sent his messengers بالهدى ودين الحق, and the deen of haqq, the deen of truth. ليظهره على الدين كله. Right? إظهار الدين على الأديان, that it supersedes all of the previous religions. ولو كره المشركون, though the idolaters may despise it. And so when Isa alayhi salam comes back to this earth, he will come back following the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone who will follow him will also be a Muslim. So he's not coming as a prophet with a new sharia, but he's coming back as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will pray as the Muslims pray, and he will speak as they speak, and he will follow the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he will marry and have children, and then when he eventually dies, he will be buried next to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil hujra sharifa in al-Madina al-Nawara, in the sacred room where our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is interred. And it is the greatest and holiest and most sacred muqa'ah place in the universe, not just on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the Prophet Isa as he honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before him by putting him in that sacred place. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam. Nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lana wa lakum al-tawfiq wa sidad. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah accept all of our deeds in these beautiful remaining hours now of Ramadan. And may he give us life and forbearance and fortitude that we make it to the next Ramadan. إِنَّهُ لِيُّ ذَلِكُ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.